Damn it. Damn you. The goddamn ugly sky is right there. Move. And he lurched upward. He jammed himself up, kicking and twisting, carving ruts in the sand with the outline of his suit. In seconds he had to stop, exhausted. He looked up. He had come maybe 2 meters. He still had another 7 or 10 to go. He looked down. The ants had massed in place. 2 were climbing atop others to try to reach him. Which they would, of course. About sand, ants were practically overqualified. Come on, don't just watch them. He strained and shoved himself up some more, feeling a prolonged shudder of claustrophobic panic when the narrowness stopped him suddenly. He couldn't move. It felt, even through the suit, which was insane, as though the entire weight, the entire crushing mass of Banshee held him. The planet had him, pinned at chest and back, waiting for the mood to strike and the cavern to shift. The suit would resist crumpling more and more before the planet would grow bored and slam him flat like 2 palms. Would he feel it? What would he feel? His organs spewing through his mouth, perhaps? Damn you, Felix. And he flung himself up once more, either to pop loose or to jam irrevocably, one or the other. He felt something touch his foot. He jerked it up, looking down. An ant was just below. But it seemed to be jammed as well. Experimentally, he lowered his foot again. The ant strained its claws upward and grazed the sole of the boot. Nothing else. It couldn't reach him yet. Not yet, but it would. It would work its way free, and soon. He arched, bucked, warping his spine and dragging at the siliconite sheen. He thought he felt something give. He mustered his energies for 1 major push. The land, the cavern, the walls of the fissure, all shuddered with a sudden tremor. The walls closed in on him, just a bit. They stopped, shaking. Then they closed in a bit more, and then some more. Then it stopped. The last movement, the last shifting, the last hope. If he hadn't been caught before, he was now. This audiobook is continued on Disc 10.